If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Tonight, it finally happened.
You watch, you'll see.
Gwen and Blake are engaged.
At this point in our relationship, we're always looking for what's the next thing.
Then, Shannon Doherty, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
For the first time, other people see the Shannon that I've known all these years.
Shannon battling stage 4 cancer. The intimate conversation between the longtime friends you'll see only on ET.
What I very much can acknowledge is the fear.
And he's the sex cult leader that inspired 2 TV shows, now facing life in prison. We're with the daughter of a dynasty star who escaped his control.
If he was released, he would hurt more people.
Plus, dancing drama.
Are you okay?
Cheryl's head injury, and Tyra sounds off on behind-the-scenes rumors.
Somebody trying to stir something up.
Lord knows we've been waiting. Well, finally, the wait is over. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are officially engaged.
Yeah, take that, 2020. This is the sweet escape we all needed right now.
We can make it better. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet?
ET has learned Blake popped the question 10 days ago in Oklahoma.
We've been together now for 5 years, believe it or not.
For the announcement, posted just after 10 a.m. L.A. time, Gwen showed off her ring in the middle of a sweet kiss. She wrote, "Yes, please." And Blake, "Hey, Gwen, thanks for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life. I love you." I heard a yes.
I don't want to love nobody but you.
Turns out these lovebirds were already engaged when they spoke to us after their win at the CMT Music Awards.
Nobody But You was like this, literally our two worlds colliding musically, but now winning this award has brought us closer together.
The couple met on The Voice. They were both dealing with the end of their marriages, Blake to Miranda Lambert and Gwen to Gavin Rossdale.
Wanna wake up with you next to me.
When did you know Gwen was the one for you?
It didn't take long. You know, I had known Gwen from working with her on The Voice, the first season that she worked there, but I didn't really know her. And then by the time the second time she came around, you know, both of our lives had basically fallen completely apart. And little did we know, it happened to both of us at the same time. And we bonded over that.
I'm running wide open.
Just having the time of our lives, and we never expected that this late in our lives, so we're just trying to savor every moment together.
Congratulations to Blake and Gwen. What took y'all so long? All right, we go from romance to BFFs. Shannon Doherty's fight with stage 4 cancer has made her bond with Sarah Michelle Gellar stronger than ever. And only ET sat down the two best friends for a conversation that will uplift your spirits.
So first of all, I have to apologize that Entertainment Tonight sent this correspondent tonight. She's a little unprofessional.
I'm super disappointed. I mean, this is gonna be rough.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see how this goes. What's the most important thing that you want people to know about you?
Oh,
I'm gonna throw you a curveball right at
me. I mean, yeah, you definitely just threw one right at me. I don't know. I think that I'm good. I love it when people say, you know, we're praying for you and everything else, but I'm doing better than okay. I'm doing well. Like, I feel strong and healthy and confident and happy.
And is that why you chose to share your diagnosis?
I mean, the original reason why I chose to share the diagnosis was it was going to come up anyway, and it is my story. So I wanted to come out with it. But since then, the more that I share, I also want people to not hear stage 4 cancer and think of the person that going into hospice and they can't work, and you get written off so quickly. I'm able to work a 16-18 hour day.
I'm not. Just
I don't
in case
love
anyone's
it.
Watching, I am not able to do that.
It was February when Shannon went public with the devastating news her breast cancer had returned. This time, it was stage 4, and it spread to her spine. Leading up to the announcement, Shannon told her closest friends and family during an intimate dinner with her oncologist on hand to answer questions.
A lot of people have asked me questions about the dinner. Is there anything you want to say about that or about how you felt about that dinner?
Well, I mean, I knew that particularly someone like you would have more questions. And so for me to have my oncologist be there so that he could answer the questions, to sort of squash any doubts that people had or to comfort, I think it was more to help you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think I'm an MD, but I think it stands for mom doctor, not actual.
I'm pretty sure it's mom
not
doctor.
Not actual,
yes.
MD, yes.
Yes.
Okay, as special correspondent, my notes say I'm supposed to talk to you about the people in your life that have helped you get through this time. So I'm thinking specifically they're asking about me. But it actually doesn't say that. It actually says specifically your mom and Kurt, which I think has to be a misprint on my card.
They excluded
right?
you probably, completely.
Yeah, I mean, great. How have I been? No, I'm kidding. But what, all joking aside, do you appreciate? No, I'm not appreciating at all. How have you found the support from the people around you?
You know, obviously, you know how supportive that you've been. My mom has been a huge support. My husband, and let's not forget about Bowie, who's been like the best dog ever.
People come up to me all the time and they ask me about you, and all I can think about is that effect that you have. You know, I went through Brenda falling in love.
I'm sorry, I just can't control myself.
Well, don't fight it.
I actually literally did because I knew you and I was your friend, and so I see the impact that that has on people, and so I'm so proud how public you've been about it. Nobody ever wants to see their friend suffer, but I think more than that, and I think this year has been proof of that, is that life is short and vulnerable for all of us.
Yes.
And we have to live each moment.
Right, I mean, we were talking about this earlier, right? Is that everybody's terminal. I might live a lot longer than somebody who's perfectly healthy. You have no idea.
Let's talk about Stand Up to Cancer just for a second here.
Yes.
Because it is October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
So yes, so I'm an ambassador for Stand Up to Cancer. And Stand Up to Cancer, first off, they're leading the charge in research. When somebody says to me, like, oh, do you think there's going to be a cure? I'm like, yeah, because of an organization like Stand Up to Cancer.
I mean, I think a lot of people ask me, too, like, how has the pandemic affected you and the way, I mean, I know the answer is it hasn't.
Right. As you know, I've been training for
yes.
this my entire life. I'm essentially a shut-in to begin with.
Plus, this whole not having to do my makeup, except for like some mascaras as a woman, is amazing.
I mean, it's genius. Between the mask and then a baseball hat, sunglasses,
you could be me.
I could be you.
Nobody would know.
First, let me say, Sarah is really good at her side job as a journalist, and we have so much more between these two because Shannon has some questions she wants to ask Sarah. That is coming up in just minutes.
Like I said, you know, this is very weird. She said, so what if it's weird?
Dynasty star Katherine Oxenberg on the HBO docuseries The Vow. Now, she says her daughter was brainwashed by a cult run by Keith Raniere, and today, Raniere was sentenced.
You think that you always have your mind. But the fact was that mine was hijacked.
I was the first woman in my group of slaves to be branded.
Katherine Oxenberg's daughter, India, who was branded with the sex cult leader's initials, told the sentencing judge today that Keith Raniere deserved life in prison.
If he was released, he would hurt more people.
And this afternoon, her wish came true. India was part of what prosecutors called a master-slave sisterhood that Raniere kept in line with blackmail. The cult also name-dropped Hollywood stars to recruit members.
They said they had had people like Gerard Butler, Jennifer Aniston take the courses.
Just a really good season, too.
Yeah.
Smallville actress Allison Mack was a major player. She pled guilty last year to charges related to manipulating women, including India, into becoming sex slaves for Raniere. So, how did India break free?
My daughter is not in her right mind.
Her famous mother, Katherine, who shot to fame on Dynasty in the mid-80s, leveraged her celebrity to grab the attention of the media and prosecutors.
She fought like hell and she didn't stop. I mean, you're going to make me cry.
We were on set for one of Katherine's most famous scenes, this pool fight with Heather Locklear.
I'm hoping we can do it in one take.
But for India, Katherine's latest real-life role is her greatest. Their mother-daughter journey is at the heart of two major documentaries.
this organization would still be going on if she hadn't exposed it in the media, in my opinion.
Now, tomorrow, our new interview with Katherine Oxenberg as we get her reaction to Keith's sentence. A terrifying moment for Cheryl Burke during rehearsals for Dancing with the Stars. Cheryl was advised, Lauren, by medical staff to take 2 days off.
Well, Kev, we could hear her head hitting the floor.
That's crazy.
Now, Cheryl did power through. She and AJ danced last night, and they told me that the accident could have been much worse.
Cheryl, how are you? How is your head feeling?
Are you okay?
Now I'm starting to feel the actual like soreness and pain. My head literally was like a basketball. First it was my right butt cheek that landed. Thank God I have a little cushion back there.
If you get dizzy, it's not gonna be good.
I just literally threw myself to the floor immediately and like got to her as quickly as I could to make sure A, she was conscious and, you know, make sure there's no bleeding, and then like just staying with her until the EMTs showed up.
Ultimately, AJ and Cheryl scored high in last night's Halloween-themed episode. Cheer head coach Monica and partner Val were voted off.
Okay.
And in some other behind-the-scenes drama, former Real Housewives of New York star Bethany Frankel reacted strongly in a now-deleted tweet to a report that Tyra has banned housewives from competing on the show.
Set the record straight for me on this Real Housewives talk.
You know what? There are some people out there that are just trying to stir stuff up. I'm a freaking businesswoman. The Real Housewives are some of the biggest stars in this country. So that's just somebody like trying to hate. My former top model, Eva, is one of the housewives in Atlanta. One of my best friends when I was 19 is Kenya Moore. This is somebody trying to stir something up.
Ooh, by the way, Tyra told me that Bethany Frankel should have called her directly about all the drama, Kev.
Boss ladies, talk to each other and work it out.
Don't take it to Twitter.
Hello. And by the way, Tyra ain't running from anything. From feuds to family and baby talk with the cast of This Is Us.
Let's go have some babies.
How they're working Mandy Moore's real-life pregnancy into scenes for the show.
Let me tell you something.
Ben, a big change for The Price is Right. And we're not just talking Drew Carey's bushy beard.
I just got tired of shaving at one point. I was like, I wonder what I'd look like with a beard.
But first, the BET Hip Hop Awards are tonight. Megan Thee Stallion and Drake have 8 noms each, and 2 Chainz will perform alongside Lil Wayne.
It's a tribute to blackness. I'm so big excited about it. Yeah.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tonight, The Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal are going where they have never gone before. Back to back in primetime. And joining us now is our friend Wayne Brady. Hello, Mr. Brady.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Now, listen, this primetime show is special because you're honoring essential workers, you're honoring first responders.
It's one thing to just, oh, I'm doing a game show, but if we can help, which is necessary right now in the times that we're in. That's what I wanted to do. That's what the show wanted to do. That's what CBS wants to do.
Yeah, the classic game shows are back, and they're kicking off the new season with 3 primetime specials. But they're looking a little different now. No live audience, a limited number of contestants. Even Drew Carey's got a new look.
I just got tired of shaving at one point. I was like, I wonder what I'd look like with a beard.
What's still there is the excitement and energy. So even though we only have 9 people there versus 300, they're just as excited.
What's behind curtain number 1?
It was a new Ford Mustang.
Do you still give away travel? I mean, how do you now give away what once was thought of as like a huge prize that now people may not be able to do?
We have trips, not a lot of them. They're all for next year sometime.
Gotcha.
But to combat that and to balance that off, we are giving away on the primetime show a BMW. We have a Tesla. We have $100,000. It's serious.
Cold hard cash. I'm gonna be watching tonight for sure. And don't miss this. Shannen Doherty turns reporter in our exclusive conversation with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh no, the tables are turned.
There's nothing like a chat between girlfriends, a sweet look at their decades-long friendship that's more like family.
They are now like my children. I love them madly.
Then This Is Us stars Kiss and Tell.
on the lips and she's kissing me back.
Why the pandemic won't stop the steaminess on tonight's premiere.
They've done a brilliant job of sort of working around it.
Tonight's the premiere. I'm so excited. I'm very tired.
Oh, mom-to-be Mandy Moore getting us all hyped for This Is Us, back after 7 long months. And clearly, a lot has changed for the Pearsons, on screen and off.
Water's broken. Let's go have some babies.
I'm so excited for it. When she told the group of us, we were all on a call talking about some stuff preseason. She told all of us, it's wonderful news. You know, you get excited about that.
Yeah,
Mandy and Taylor, her husband, they're the best people. They're the kind of folks that should be parents.
Okay, let's go have some babies.
Now, how are they doing this into the storyline?
She's pregnant sometimes, and so she can kind of cover up her belly. The other day, we were sitting on set, and I was like, Mandy, like, you're making a human being right now. And she's like, I know.
Mandy expects her baby boy early 2021. And This Is Us creator Dan Fogelman says they'll work with her right till go time. But the priority is keeping everyone on set safe.
You sweating? I'm sweating.
I'm sweating.
The protocols that were set have been working phenomenally.
I mean, we have our pods, we have our plexiglass and wooden pods. So I think I think I'm the most safe at work. Not kidding.
So how are you kissing our favorite TV mama these days? Like, how's that going?
On the lips, and she's kissing me back. I mean, you know, Mandy and I, as is the entire cast, we're tested 3 times a week. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we get tested. There's a level of respect you have to have for the life of your co-star and cast and other unmasked crew members that reflects on your life outside of set.
The Big 3 turned the Big 4-0 on tonight's 2-hour season premiere.
So it's twins.
Kevin's gonna be a dad. And what about Justin wanting to recreate this iconic scene where Milo bared his backside?
What type of advice would you offer if he decides to do that?
Let me tell you something. As good looking as Justin Hartley is from the chest up, I imagine from the chest down, Justin Hartley's incredibly good looking. I don't worry about Justin at all.
What day are they shooting that scene again? A friend.
Listen,
needed to know.
Get me out of trouble now. Can we go back to our Shannon Doherty
and
Sarah Michelle Gellar exclusive? You know, if you follow either of these two ladies on social media, you will quickly realize that their sisterhood is rooted in laughter, fun, and love.
I must be the worst correspondent because most of these questions are about me. So I'm like, what do you think about me? I am a terrible correspondent. People, don't worry, I am not quitting my day job.
This is so uncomfortable right now.
Am I allowed to ask her? I mean, come on, this is so one-sided.
It's okay, no, it's fine.
I have a couple questions you can ask.
I can answer them.
Oh no, the tables are turned.
What is your favorite thing about Shannon Doherty?
About me and your friendship with me.
To have a friend like you that has my back no matter what. I mean, first of all, I always have an alibi, so that's the first thing. But to have someone that believes in me the way you do when I don't believe in myself. The one thing that I will say about this journey is that I love that for the first time, other people see the Shannon that I've known all these years. And you've always been so tough and you put this exterior out, and the vulnerable side of Shannon is something that I've known my whole life. But I like that other people get to see this side of it.
Thank you.
Not just me.
Yeah, my favorite thing about my friendship with Sarah is definitely your children.
Yeah.
I've
done something right.
They are now like my children. I love them madly. It's even better than having my own children because
I take them home at the end of the weekend.
So did your kids like Buffy or 90210 better?
We're gonna win.
So my kids are too young for 90210, although Charlotte has like been begging for 90210.
Class would just be empty without you, Brenda.
Oh. Shut up. What about Charmed?
So they're just finishing Buffy and they're getting ready to start the first 3 years of Charmed.
And only the first 3 years. Then we're gonna just turn it off.
Well, there's 3 years in a reboot.
No, I will not let you take me!
Okay, I got one. For our wine TikTok challenge, who do you think was better?
Cheers.
That was a good one.
It's teamwork.
It's teamwork. It's making the dream work.
We were both excellent, and we were both dedicated to the cause.
Michelle.
We cool, but that kind of trust with me and all white, not today, son. Not today.
We have so much more with these two ladies tomorrow, including a surprising confession from Shannon about the 90210 reboot.
I could listen to them together all day. Now to the surprising new looks for George Clooney and Will Smith. Who wore the beard better?
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. I want y'all to check out Will Smith. Jada didn't put him out. No, I'm joking. He's rocking a new beard because he was snapped on the set of his new film, King Richard, in Los Angeles.
But sorry, Will, George Clooney actually has you beat in the beard department, right, Lauren?
I think so. You can see it in the trailer that just dropped today for The Midnight Sky.
Come in, Ether. This is Barbo Observatory. Are you receiving this?
Okay, I'm picking a winner here. I'm going Will. It's good. I love the scruff.
They're both all right, but there's a third.
The real winner?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll see y'all tomorrow, but I'm going to go grow a beard. I'm gone.
You got to go deliver some Christmas gifts.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.